Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of transference of spirits. In talking about this, we're referring to the negative influence of demonic spirits upon our lives. We talked about ways that demonic spirits can transfer, including coming in from inheritance, our own sins, from yielding our members to sins such as our eyes, our ears, our hands, our mouth, and our mind. We also talked about how a transfer of spirits can occur through people who are abiding in sin if we allow ourselves to be in fellowship with them. And we were talking about this as we were concluding in the last broadcast. We're going to continue on this today. A transfer can also occur even though you've not been an active participant in the sin. In other words, spirits can transfer to you through passive participation by just being in fellowship with a destructive person. Therefore, don't fellowship with people who are walking in sin so that no transfer of spirits occurs to cause you to be a partaker of their sins and receive the same curses of destruction. A scripture that proves this truth is 1 Corinthians 15:33. It says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." Evil communications means evil or bad companionships. Good manners means good morals or character. So the verse is saying that evil or bad companionships will corrupt good morals or character. The corrupting occurs because of the transfer of spirits from one individual to another. A common example is seeing your child who's had good morals and character go out and start fellowshipping with another child who has bad morals and character. What will happen is that spirits transfer from the bad child to the good child, and the good child changes in their morals and character and becomes like the bad child. This is why we must watch who our children are allowed to play with. You must keep them away from destructive children who may corrupt their ways and cause them to be a partaker of their sins through the transfer of spirits. Furthermore, we must be on guard concerning all associations in our life. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 to 18, the Bible says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?" The word unrighteousness is the word anomia, which means lawlessness. So it says, what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, if God has said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Believers in Jesus Christ should not have fellowship with any unbelievers. We're to witness to unbelievers, but not to have fellowship with them. This would include friends, business partners, and also relatives. Associations with unbelievers can bring about a change in your personality, your attitudes, your actions, your way of perceiving things, way of responding to situations. We should also not have fellowship with anything that is unrighteous or lawless, of darkness, of Satan, of idolatry, or of uncleanness. If so, a transfer of demonic spirits will occur in your life. Do not have fellowship with those who do not walk in the ways of God. You witness to them, but you do not have fellowship with them. A transfer of spirits can also occur through people who try to control, manipulate, or dominate you. This is what Jezebel did in the Bible. Have you been around people who think, speak, and act in a very controlling manner towards you? This effect of a Jezebel spirit through the person can be very destructive to you. People who try to control others are actually practicing a form of witchcraft against the person, because witchcraft is all about controlling another. In reality, a transfer of spirits is taking place through them to try to control, manipulate, or dominate another individual. Jezebelic, controlling spirits, dominating spirits, unfortunately, are rampant in society, and they're even operating in the lives of Christians today. Many well-meaning Christians have even prayed controlling prayers to try to get someone to do what they want them to do. That is a form of witchcraft, as they're trying to control another. All believers must cease to try to control other people, or from allowing ourselves to be controlled by others as well. Another sinful activity that allows the transfer of spirits is sexual sin. Through the sin of fornication, spirits transfer, causing sexual bondages, ungodly soul ties, and sexually transmitted diseases. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Fornication is a sin against the body. When the person sins through fornication, the door is open for the entrance of demonic spirits. And demon spirits, they can transfer an individual to individual. And of course, this is evidenced by the spread of sexual diseases and AIDS. To absolutely abstain from all sexual sin in your life. Spirits will also come in and cause ungodly soul and physical ties with that person who you had fornication with. And those spirits will work to try to draw you back into that same relationship, or to give you continual thoughts, attitudes, desires, even dreams about that person and that evil, sinful relationship that you are involved in. If you've been involved in fornication, it is absolutely of a necessity that you cast out the spirits that transferred into you from the person you are involved with. Another source and transfer of spirits is through blood transfusions. Demonic spirits can be in the blood of an individual. An example of this type of transfer is where people have contracted AIDS through blood transfusion. Because of the sexual sin of the donor of the donor's blood had the spirits of sexual diseases. The person who received the blood transfusion may have never engaged in any type of sexual sin in their life. Nevertheless, these sexual viruses can be transferred into their body through the blood. There have been many, many of these cases occur in people's lives through blood transfusion. This indicates that a transfer of spirits can take place in a case like this unknowingly and without any sin on the part of the person affected. They just simply received a blood transfusion, but nonetheless they got spirits from that person whose blood that they received. Now, if you had a blood transfusion, the wise thing to do is to begin to cast out the spirits that came in from the blood transfusion. I've done that many, many times in ministering deliverance to people where they had blood transfusions and we began to cast out the demons that came in from it to free them from their effects. A transfer of spirits can also occur through those who directly serve the devil by practicing witchcraft. Those engaged in witchcraft seek to control people and circumstances with spiritual power by sending forth demonic spirits. A person involved in witchcraft activities, he's a medium through which demon spirits are sent forth. There's various means where these demons are sent forth, such as through curses or hexes or spells or potions. Often a witch will send forth a curse upon a person by invoking incantations over an article of clothing, a picture, a lock of hair, or something belonging to the individual. A sending forth of demonic spirits occurs to influence the life of that individual. All Christians must be wise and take authority over all activities of witches by binding the demonic spirits sent forth on them to stop their works. Do not be in fear, but use your authority to bind those spirits to stop their works, and if any spirits have come into you from a source of witchcraft, you cast that out in the name of Jesus. Also remember that spirits come in from inheritance, and if you have people in your inheritance line that were involved in witchcraft, you need to cast out the inherited spirits from the witchcraft that can be influencing your life in multiple ways. Demon spirits can also transfer through food or drink. Witches have been known to curse food, which when eaten has caused illness or even death. I knew of a man that developed a stomach ulcer through cursed food that he ate. When he discovered the cause of his ailment and broke the curse and cast out the demon spirits causing the stomach ulcer, he was healed. The main reason why we pray over our food at mealtime is to sanctify the food that we're about to eat. 1 Timothy 4, verse 4 and 5 says, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer." When you pray over your food, from now on, pray a prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord as you receive the food. Speak to the food, command it to be sanctified, and to nourish your physical body. A transfer of spirits also occurs through the consumption of alcohol. You know, the sign on many restaurants says what? Food and spirits. The truth is that when one drinks alcohol, spirits of alcohol go into the person. If they continue to drink the alcohol spirits accumulate within the person and can become so strong as to cause the person to be driven to drink alcohol and therefore become an alcoholic. This same transfer of spirits occurs in other addictive compulsive habits such as cigarette smoking, gluttony, gambling. We must stay away from destructive activities such as these to avoid any transfer of spirits. If you've been involved in these things of alcohol, smoking cigarettes, drugs, overeating, gambling, you need to be sure you've confessed your sins and repented and turned away from this, but then begin to cast out the spirits that have come in from it to drive the addictive compulsive spirits out of your life. Transfer of spirits can also occur through the home environment. The Bible speaks in many places concerning household authority. If a household will follow the Lord in the ways of the Word of God, then the whole household will be blessed. But if the household does not follow the Lord, the whole household will be cursed. This is seen in many places in the Word of God. The head of the household is very important. That person is the spiritual authority in that house. It is important that the head of every household put the Word of God first place in your home. When the Word of God is first place as the rule of authority over the home, then the blessings of God can come upon it. Genesis 18:19, the Bible speaks of Abraham's headship over his household. Verse 19 says, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, and do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." Not only was Abraham required to walk in the ways of the Lord himself, but also he was to command his children and his household to walk in the ways of God. Every head of a household must command his house to walk in the ways of God, and walk in them himself, of course, in order to see God's blessing come upon the household. Many have not grown up in homes where the Word of God was the authority in the home. If you were raised in a home where sin prevailed, such as abuse, fear, sexual sin, witchcraft, violence, strife, idolatry, false religion, then a transfer of spirits would come into the occupants of that house. The reason is because the head of the household gave place to those spirits through sin, allowing them to operate in the home. The spirits that have the freedom to operate in a home can enter the occupants of that home and affect their lives. Heads of households must watch very closely the kind of music which is played in the home. Music is a powerful medium. It can be anointed by the Holy Spirit, or it can be anointed by the devil. Music anointed by the Holy Spirit will release the presence and the power of God, while music from Satan will release the presence and power of demons. In a song, there is music and there are lyrics. Music and or lyrics of the world come from the devil, who is the god of this world system. Music which the world accepts cannot be of the Lord, because the world hates the things of God. Thus, any music or lyrics that are of the world will release demonic spirits. A transfer of demonic spirits into a household can occur through worldly music and or through worldly lyrics. The demonic spirits will bring curses on the household, even if you don't know it's being played in the house, such as through headphones. You may not hear it, but the spirits are being released. This means a transfer of spirits will occur through worldly music, such as rock. This would also include Christian rock, as the same worldly music has come in, simply being changed to have Christian lyrics. The beat of the rock music is used by the devil to call up the demons to influence the hearers. You can't take the music of the world and mix it with Christian lyrics and think that now it becomes Christian. You can't mix bad and good and all of a sudden becomes good. You must be sure that you're listening to music that is anointed of the Holy Spirit, that is from the Lord, and lyrics that are in line with the Word of God. Not all songs that are sung in Christian circles are of the Lord, because there are times where the lyrics are not in line with the Word of God. Therefore, there'll be no anointing upon them, and it will transfer the error into a person. That's why you want to be sure that you're only listening to songs that would be from Christian music, not of the world, and Christian lyrics that are in line with the Word of God. Heads of households must also monitor what's seen on television in the home. Many programs contain violence or murder, adultery, fornication, profanity. Most programs show sinful, worldly ways of reacting to situations in life. They include lying or cheating or stealing or reacting in anger or retaliation or sarcasm or controlling. If we see and hear these ungodly things and sinful, worldly ways of reacting to situations in our life and reacting in the flesh, that is sin, and it's going to give place to demons to come into our home and into our lives. It's imperative for heads of households to put the Word of God as the rule of authority in the home. Don't let anything go on in the home that does not glorify the Lord. Keep your home environment filled with the things of God, so that the blessing of the Lord will be upon your household. I have a book on this subject called Transfer of Spirits, available for $3, postage paid. To get it, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.